a little bit of music from the band you'll be hearing 4th of July. Well, there are barbecues, and then there are barbecues, and the ones that begin with a pig and a pit in the ground are the ones to really think about going to. And here to whet your appetite for the Douglas Community Methodist Church's July 4th barbecue, Deborah Garish and Claudette Curtis are both here. Thanks to both of you for coming in. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. And Claudette, you're kind of the expert on this amazing barbecue. You've been doing it for how long now?
I'm sure it's been probably over 40 years. I'm not exactly sure. But the very first one that I remember the first time it was started by our pastor McNabb. They lived in Hawaii, and they did it over there. And then when he came to be our pastor, then he said, "We'll try it, you know, here."
So this is where the tradition of the pig and that maybe came
from. Actually,
no,
it's a cow.
It's a cow. Hey, tell me about that. What? It's a cow?
Yeah, they. They get buy the meat and they cut, put right. it into chunks. People come and volunteer to cut it and do. And then about 3 o'clock, they start the fire in the pit. And then around 11, they wrap, the meat's wrapped in clean white sheets. And then they have a tub with ice water in it. They put the roast into the ice water, and then the coals are down, so put them in there.
So they throw the meat that's wrapped in the cloth just directly on the coals?
Uh-huh.
Is that kind of – wow, okay.
What you do is they're wrapped in the sheets, and then around the sheets you have a bent hanger, and multiple hangers and stuff, and that way you can pick them up with a hook.
Oh, okay.
And at the time, like she said, at 11 o'clock you start the process. And so what you do is because I'm always there when the meat's put to bed because my husband's the meat person. And so
the meat is put to bed.
Put to bed. Yeah, we call it put to bed. And so you take the hook and you get the hanger and then you lay it down inside.
Okay.
And then after they've done that, before you close up the pit, you spray it all down. So you don't and what you don't want to happen is there's a top to the pit.
Uh-huh.
And once you do the top of the pit, you don't want to be able to see any steam coming out because it's the steam that cooks them down there.
Oh, okay.
And so you don't want to see the steam escaping because that means your meat's not getting cooked. So what you do is you go – remember, this is at like usually 11:30 at night.
At night, yeah.
And someone's crawling around with a flashlight looking for steam. Because the dirt that you got,
right.
From part of it, is you put it back on top of the top.
That's amazing.
Never there for that.
You're not there for that.
I'm always there. My husband does it.
You're there for the eating part.
Yeah. Right. But I was just going to kind of go back to that. The first one that we had, people made salads, and I made a salad. And the first one was lined up like our church has a sidewalk going up there. It was lined up there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I remember.
Just a long
line of
smorgasbord of salad, sort of, right?
Right.
Like a big banquet
people,
of salad. Yeah.
Yeah, because for many years, people brought salads, from home, and you never knew what kind of salad. I mean, they'd get them out of the fridge, but then it kind of got so it should be a little bit more organized with a potato salad, fruit salad, and lettuce salad.
Yeah, just
green
like regular
salad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and how? Tell me about that organization. So, how does that all happen? I mean, I can see you guys like it's already happening, right? I mean,
it's already happening.
Yeah.
You have to start weeks ahead of time because the 4th. So many people have people coming in on the 4th because it's a special deal in Juneau. And so you need to talk to people and say, okay, I need your help at this time. When can you do this? Or could you do that? And basically, when you start off, they can choose anything they want. But after a while, you get to the point that you're kind of like, this is when I really need somebody.
Right. Because, you have to fill in the gaps for the different areas.
And
actually,
the last 2 years have been easier because of COVID, we had to cut way down. Where we used to have a whole dinner, the meat, the potato salad, the green salad, the beans, the rolls, the whole 10 yards.
Right.
And now we've had to go back down to just a yummy barbecue sandwich with chips and a drink. And that's what you get. And then we do – people in the church do baked goods. So you have these goodies that you can choose from. It's not part of the meal, but you can – and we also – what we found out last year is we have drinks. And the drinks sell like hotcakes because people are in Douglas. You know, they're in Douglas for the day. And they're walking by the church, you know, near, and they've watched the parade. And all of a sudden they realize, I'm thirsty.
Yeah, cold drink, right? Especially this weekend coming up. It's going to really be – people are going to be wanting a cold drink, Yeah,
we usually have, like, pop, you know, but this year we're not going to have pop. We kind of tried to get the youth group, but they are so busy that they just couldn't, aren't going to do that. But we're selling, I mean, we're having lemonade and water.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's plenty.
Oh,
yeah, that's going to be great.
Yeah.
When does it all start?
Okay, our actually eating for the public starts at 11:30.
Okay, so you can get over there early, kind of before the festivities and
before the parade.
Yeah, before the parade and get a meal in. That's
and they'll,
great.
They'll be starting the setup around 9, and for years we had wonderful. They call them volunteers in mission, and they've come from all over the place to help us out. I do like to mention Pam Moore, who is our volunteer, makes me volunteer, who comes every year. She is absolutely terrific. She will never in her co-chairing, and she they make sure it happens. And
those volunteers are the people that make the whole thing run.
Amen.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
And it's the 4th of July and the community coming together to celebrate together that just really makes people realize that, oh, there's a church on this corner. And I wonder what they do.
Yeah, that's true.
In our church, I mean, we have for years have been focused on feeding people. And Claudette was one of the breakfast ladies. Yeah. And they would go and feed kids at the school. And they did that for years and years and years before the government came along and said, gee, maybe we should do that.
Right.
They were doing
this
it for years
like a good
before.
Idea. Yeah.
But the great thing is when the government came, I still got to go and volunteer to serve because it helped the ladies that were cooking. You know, they're getting ready for lunch and they're doing other stuff.
Yeah.
So Marietta and I and Gail and others filled in when we could when we were gone, but I loved it. And can I just tell this one little story?
Sure.
When I take PT, and when I went to my first session, my Martina, my PT gal said, I was one of your oatmeal girls, and here now she was my PT.
it's just all those years later, it's still paying off for you, right? That's good. Well, thanks so much to both of you for coming in and letting us know about it. It starts at 11:30 on July 4th.
On July 4th, and it goes to 4 or when we run out of food, and we have run out of food before.
Yeah, I was going to ask that question. Yeah, I think when I've been by before, I'm one of the Johnny Come Latelys, and I've just been out of food when I've stopped by a couple of times. But always a tradition of what happens over in Douglas, of the really wonderful barbecue that's happening over at the Methodist Church.
And we kind of tie it together for Douglas because we're kind of in the middle there.
Right.
And people are there for a parade, so they're above where we are. And then they spend the rest of the day down the other direction.
Right.
And we're like right there in the middle to kind of and tie it together.
That's good. You know, get that lunch in. Important to remember to eat on 4th of July.
And to hydrate this year.
And hydrate.
Sure.
Well, Deborah Garish and Claudette Curtis, thanks so much for coming in. Claudette, did you want to say one other thing?
I just want to thank all the volunteers who are helping and have helped to make this a wonderful community event for all these many years.
Well, that's a really nice sentiment to end on. Thank you, Claudette, so much, and thank you, Deborah. And have a great 4th of July and a wonderful barbecue. It's going to be fantastic, as always, I'm sure.
I will have a great one.
All right.